Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Danger! Beat. Danger! Someone's going to have to turn his mic on.
The feeling right here.
Danger! What could I do, Jimmy, to get you to pay attention to his microphone light? Like, it hasn't worked shaming you on the air. What could I offer?
I don't know.
All right. Well, think about it, because I'm willing to make the offer. Crowder is here. He was running late. Can I say who you were interviewing?
Yes.
Because I said it in the 2 o'clock hour anyway. It was Noriega.
Ask for forgiveness, not permission.
So the Pivot was in town. They were doing an interview with Noriega. But I bring it up because of this. I am so with Fred Taylor. I like Fred anyway. I am so down with Fred Taylor after watching the beginning of the Pivot episode with Kevin Durant, which dropped yesterday. And my son was sending me clips this morning. I mean, he was all over the KD Pivot. But Fred Taylor, did you see the beginning of the Pivot?
I haven't watched it yet.
Okay.
No.
He never watches.
Fred Taylor starts. You know how they always show the guest walking in and they dap him up and, you know, it's the whole vibe.
Thing. It's a vibe.
It's a whole vibe. Mm-hmm. Fred Taylor, before they get rolling, there's a little lull in the conversation. Because some guys come in and they're, you know, he was a little bit reserved when he came in. Like, he was dapping everybody up, whatever, but I think he may have been a little trepidatious as to what was to come.
He's not the center of the party.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. He's nice, but he's not going to make a conversation.
So Fred Taylor leans over and he goes, well, as long as no one's talking here, would you mind autographing this for me, KD? Brought a trading card and a Sharpie.
Lame.
And I thought it was the coolest thing. And so, of course, Crowder and RC go all over Freddie T. They're like, what are you doing? He's just hanging out with us. And Fred Taylor, so right, he says, you don't get opportunities like this all the time. And you got to take advantage of your opportunities when they're in front of you. And he was saying, hey, we're not going to be hanging out with Kevin Durant all the time. And this guy's one of my athletic heroes. I'm going to have him sign something. And I am so down with Fred. No, it's not lame.
It's lame. You're a grown man.
So what?
You ask another grown man to give his time up to come on your platform to help you boost your views and likes and all. And then you're going to ask him, can you fanboy out and sign my card? It's lame.
It shows you, hey, I'm not only interviewing you for a podcast. Mm-hmm. I'm fan enough to ask you to sign something for me. It's not like Fred does that for everybody.
Hey, post me up. Let me see if I can handle you.
That would be great, too. I think that would be funny as hell.
It's lame to me. And then he goes back to, well, now I can, you know, show people I met Kevin Durant. I was like, I have a video resume of all the famous people I've met now.
But to have something signed, to have something signed from one of your athletic heroes, I just think is an opportunity you don't pass up.
Not as a grown man. I had all my Lawrence Taylor stuff as a kid.
Stop it.
Now I'm a grown man. I see LT. What's up, bro?
But you've got all the stuff you wanted already.
And I just in a closet somewhere.
Nah, there's something cool about it, though, because you see that all the time. Like, athletes in maybe soccer will sign a jersey and send it to Tom Brady.
Right.
That's one Hall of Famer in Fred Taylor looking at another future Hall of Famer and saying, I'm a Hall of Famer.
I think both future Hall of Famers.
Both future Hall of Famers.
I just want to make sure we have it right. Yeah.
Both future Hall of Famers. I'm a future Hall of Famer. I was excellent at my craft, and I respect and love the hell out of you so much that I would like your autograph. Fred's been through that grind. He's been at the top of his sport, just like KD.
I actually think it's complimentary. I think for you guys, you and RC, not to ask him for an autograph is an affront. Like, I think it's complimentary. When it's coming from a guy with the athletic accolades of Fred Taylor, like, I was a little miffed that Kevin Durant didn't ask him to sign something.
Yeah,
because
he's not, because Kevin Durant's a grown man. To your point, Solana, I'll go the other way.
Okay.
I'm a person in Fred Taylor that has been annoyed my entire life with people begging me for an autograph. Now I'm going to hang out with the boys. Our platform is, you just sitting around talking with the boys. We're just chilling, hanging out. You're talking about your life. We're talking about sports. Can you sign this, please?
That's not the way he did it, though.
It was a bitch move.
No, it was not at all. I am such a fan of Freddie T.
No.
Wait till you watch. It was like, for me, that was heartwarming. Where Fred Taylor was like, because you knew what Crowder and RC were going to do. I knew what they were going to do. And Fred was like, didn't back down. He's like, no. You have opportunities in life. You want to make the most of your opportunities. How often am I going to sit here and vibe with Kevin Durant? I loved it.
How about Kevin Durant giving me the new unreleased KDs?
That was badass, man.
Dwayne Wade did that, and all you did was mock Li Ning.
Well, Li Ning's terrible.
Li Ning's.
Yeah, I'll wear some nice.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I still have those leanings. What size you wear?
After you see the Dwayne Wade statue, you know how interested he is in design and how well things look. It kind of explains the leanings a little bit.
The thing is, if Crowder asks KD for an autograph, KD knows right away, oh, this jackass is selling this thing. Fred Taylor, though, is a little different.
Exactly right.
Fred Taylor, it's like mano a mano, respect to respect. Crowder, he's going to sell that thing the second he gets
Crowder came in with 17 8x10s.
Solana, I'm sure you heard this story in all these years. When Jordan came to the facility.
Yep.
Michael Jordan, because Jason Taylor was signed with Jordan, and JT and Michael played golf together. Jordan's in Davie. Grand Oaks is across the street, the golf course. Jordan's played at Grand Oaks. He hits JT, long story short, we're in meetings. Michael Jordan opens the linebacker room door and says, hey, y'all boys don't be in here sleeping. Like to joke around, you know Michael Jordan's voice. Joey Porter, it was 7-8 inside linebacker, linebackers, whatever. Joey Porter jumps up like a bitch. Oh my gosh, and runs out in the hallway. Everybody jumps up and runs out. The coach, Coach George Edwards, he gets up and scuttles out the room.
That's right.
To stare at Michael Jordan?
Yes.
For what?
You know, there are several athletes who are so great at what they do. MJ, Shohei Ohtani, Kevin Durant, obviously, Victor Wembanyama, Shaq. Like, you absolutely react differently around greatness. If Mozart walked in here, you don't just treat him like another man. And granted, he'd be wild. He's dead for so many years. But so you wouldn't be able to just treat him
all
like
the people
another.
You went with, huh? You went
well, because I was trying to come up with someone who is
the
not
Vinci.
Well, yeah, not in the athletic world, but is so important to
Michelangelo.
Right. And again, if he walked in, crazy. Like you yeah. It, you know, anybody's going to treat him special.
Mikkel.
Yeah, Michelangelo. You're talking about from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Right, yeah, the turtle.
But yeah, MJ's one of those guys. Like George Edwards should jump up. What? Joey Porter should jump up.
To do what?
To pay homage to someone who is better what they do.
I appreciate Shohei. I appreciate Jordan. I appreciate, like, Dan Marino. I'm around him a lot now. You've been around Dan. Dan's a cool dude. Like, why do you need to stand next to them to appreciate how great they are in a sport? Why do you need their autograph to appreciate that?
I'm glad you bring that up.
I don't need
that. I've never asked a player since I entered this business for an autograph. I spent a lot of time around Dan Marino.
I ask everybody for pictures.
I never asked Dan for a picture because I know he doesn't like pictures, genuinely. Like, that's one thing everybody knows about Dan Marino. He doesn't like pictures, doesn't like to sign autographs.
Yeah, get over yourself, Marino.
And I never asked him for a picture, even though I spent number of evenings, you know, at the bar, whatever, traveling with the Finns, and I regret it every day.
Yeah, of course.
Why? I regret it every day.
I have a picture with Marino because I was with Aronde, and Marino showed up, and obviously he's very friendly, and I'm like, well, we got to get a picture. And Aronde's like, yeah, let's get a picture.
And you show that picture to who?
I think you're internally weak.
I'm internally strong.
No,
I think
your persona is masking weakness.
It's not. I've met the people. I remember meeting The Rock and meeting Kevin Durant and meeting Dwayne Wade. I spent more time with Shaq than my damn children.
Why do I
need Shaq to sign something when I can call him when I get to Atlanta?
This is why I like Fred Taylor better than you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.